It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Dubbed earlier today the 20 percenter because I do 20% of the shows each week. Frank does Monday through Thursday, and I'm here on Fridays from 3 to 6. And at this point in the show each week, we do the Harris Challenge, which, of course, we can't do without you. If you want to be a contestant and haven't in the last month, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. And just in case you missed the big news story of the day, there are no more Twinkies.
No.
You know, if all the people who are moaning Hostess going out of business, meaning that there wouldn't be any more Twinkies, if all the people who are complaining and whining about that had actually purchased Twinkies, Hostess wouldn't be going out of business.
Yeah.
Ding-dongs and those chocolate cupcakes with the swirls on top. And what's the thing you like?
Oh, the lemon fruit pies.
Ho-hos.
All of them. Mm. Snowballs.
Susie Q's. Oh. I'm going to go buy every Susie Q on the shelf now.
They may not be there by the time you get there.
Yeah. Damn it.
Can you believe that in a country that is more obese than ever before, Hostess can't stay in business?
I know. Especially with every fair now that has the deep-fried Twinkies.
Yeah.
You think that would have kept them afloat.
Also, could you pick a worse time to go out of business when you're making snack cakes than when two states in the United States of America have now legalized pot?
Yes.
wouldn't it seem to be the time to get into the snack business?
If only we could have held out for a little bit longer.
The good news is if you do have Twinkies at home, you don't have to eat them right away because they have a half-life of about 250 years. So you could get a million of them on the shelves today if you could find them, and you'd be okay. Let's move on to our Harris Challenge and contestant number one. Hello, Nate.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, if you decide to eat a pizza anytime soon, make sure it's a Domino's pizza.
Are you with the company, Nate?
Yeah, I work for a franchisor.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had been one of the rare people on the show who'd worked out an endorsement deal ahead of time. just in saying Domino's, you get like $1,000 or something. Not the case?
Not the case. It would have been smart, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Next time, talk to your franchisor first.
Yeah.
Before playing the Harris Challenge. All right, Nate, let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which will have categories and questions that come spitting out, and you choose the one you want. I know one of the categories each week is always called, Have You Been Paying Attention?, which is about various stories from the week's news. Category two, well, I guess this will be tied into the week's news, Cheating Politicians. Not cheating at politics, but cheating on their wives. That's that category. And category three is Coach Potatoes. Not couch potatoes, but coach, C-O-A-C-H, coach potatoes. Which one would you like, Nate?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You will have any opportunity that you want to pass on any question, and then, if necessary and you have time, pick it up at the end. But when the buzzer sounds at 60 seconds, we tally up your score. If you get 8 points or better, you win some fabulous prizes. If only there were someone here who could tell you what they are.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we're going to give you a choice of either a King Edward's Chicken, Great Fried Chicken in St. Charles gift certificate, or Fratelli's Ristorante Italian food with fine family recipes. And we're going to throw in a Westport Car Wash gift certificate and a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
And there's no extra charge for that pause in the middle of your list of prizes.
No, there wasn't.
It's a prize package worth well over $1 million. Nate, that's what you get if you win. But, of course, if you don't win, I do have to punish you. And you know how that goes, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Have you been paying attention as the category? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Nate, which company was ordered to pay $4.5 billion in fines over the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico this week?
BP.
Correct. Who did Paula Broadwell want to set up for a workout with David Petraeus for his birthday? Lance Armstrong, Richard Simmons, or Derek Jeter?
Lance Armstrong.
Correct. Which airline suffered its third major computer outage of the year this week, causing delays and stranding passengers around the country?
Delta.
United. Tina Fey revealed this week that her 30 Rock character will get married on the November 29th episode. What is her character's name?
Pass.
5-pointer. What did South African police find in the stomach of a smuggler when they arrested him Tuesday? 9 pounds of heroin, 220 diamonds, or an iPhone 5?
An iPhone 5.
220 diamonds. Now we need Tina Fey's character's name on 30 Rock.
I don't watch it, unfortunately, so...
Wait, let me ask the judges. Can we accept I don't watch it?
No.
No, we can't. We needed Liz Lemon. By the way, the 220 diamonds this guy had in his stomach, value $2.3 million.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I always get set up by your, you know, the obvious, you know.
Oh, I'm just asking the questions, Nate.
If, I know. Yes.
You know, they're only obvious if you know the answer. you got the one and the two, and that's only 3 points, so that would be a loser for you, Nate, and that means I have to punish you. You may know that the Rolling Stones are celebrating their 50th anniversary. There's even a documentary that debuted on HBO this week called Crossfire Hurricane. Here today, I thought we would punish you with a little bit of Stones music done salsa style. The musical stylings, ladies and gentlemen, of Charo. I know Dan had pubescent fantasies about Charo, and we'd spend the night together anytime.
I saw her in concert once.
You do? Oh, stop! Oh, stop the music right there. What? Why?
I saw her in concert at the Fox Theater with Jerry Lewis. She opened for Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis was hysterical. Charo is a phenomenal a flamenco guitar player.
Yeah, I knew that. Even with those ridiculously long nails of hers, I had heard that about her.
I sat there and I thought I don't care about Charo. And when she came out and started playing guitar, my mouth just dropped. It was incredible.
And but was she wearing one of those incredibly short dresses of hers?
Oh yeah. But the singing and all that stuff—that was like grief. Just play guitar and shut up,
Nate. I'm sorry you had to be put through that, but I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks a lot. How do you do?
Thank you. Next contestant is you, Jim. How are you today?
Hey, not too bad. How you doing, guys?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Really no cheap plug at all. Just going home from work.
All right. The categories here are cheating politicians, coach potatoes, or within 10 years.
I'll go within 10 years.
All right, these are not things that happened in the last 10 years, but I'm going to name something for you, and you have to tell me when it happened. And if you're within 10 years, your answer will be deemed correct, okay?
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 10 years, when did a Russian spacecraft named Luna 10 become the first to achieve a lunar orbit?
1968.
It was 66, so you're right. Within 10 years, when did the Eiffel Tower open?
Let's say 1850.
It was 1889. Close. Within 10 years, when did daylight saving time first go into effect?
Ooh. That was
1918. Within 10 years, when was Weight Watchers formed?
1975.
1946. Within 10 years, when did the first black American vote? The correct answer... you said 19, so you're wrong. It was 1870. A black gentleman by the name of Thomas P. Munday was the first black American to vote. Jim, from where you're standing, Nate looks like he has an unbelievable lead with 3 because you only got 1.
Wow.
And that means you also have to be punished by Charo.
Oh.
What'd she say?
I'm on my head, bloody block.
She said bloody block?
Yeah. Now I need you
more than ever. More. You gotta roll your R's. All right. Jim learned his lesson too, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah, I can't believe Dan actually paid to see Jerry Lewis or her.
Yeah. When was it, Dan?
I didn't. This was back in the 80s. Back in the 80s, and I did not pay because my mom had a friend that bought it was a season ticket package for the Muni, and the Muni series went to the Fox in the wintertime. And they didn't use them. If they saw these artists, they would just give my mom the tickets, so she gave me the tickets. I saw Tom Jones and and stuff. Tom Jones put on a great show, but I'm telling you what, Jerry Lewis put on a fantastic show.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
So the hardest part about the Tom Jones show for Dan was getting his underwear to reach the stage.
I threw him up there, and
Jim,
it was awesome.
Jim, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Haven't talked to you in probably 11 years.
Well, it's nice to have you back. Where have you been? You don't write. You don't email.
I know.
You don't mention me on Facebook.
Person. This week I have an excuse. I was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
All right. You're off the hook then. Chris, we have three categories: cheating politicians, coach potatoes, or we add a new one, letters and abbreviations.
Oh, boy. We'll have to go with coach potatoes.
All right. This is about coaches on TV shows. So couch potatoes, coach potatoes.
Mm.
See what we did there? 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what show is Sue Sylvester, coach of the McKinley High School cheerleading squad?
Pass.
On what show did Kyle Chandler coach the Dillon Panthers?
Pass.
What show was about the head coach of the Minnesota State University Screaming Eagles?
Coach.
Correct. On what show did Mark Curry play a high school teacher and basketball coach?
Pass.
What show's early years featured a former baseball coach named Ernie Pantuso as one of its characters?
Oh, God. I should prepare for punishment.
Uh-oh.
Can I pick a new category?
No.
Oh, man.
You can pick any of the four that you haven't answered and just guess.
One of those, I'm guessing one of those is Friday Night Lights.
Yes, it was.
I have to pick which one?
No, I'm going to give you 2 points for that one. Kyle Chandler coached the Dillon Panthers on Friday Night Lights. Sue Sylvester, played by Jane Lynch, is on Glee. Mark Curry's sitcom was called Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
And I thought the five-pointer might actually be the easiest one.
Yeah.
Ernie Pantuso, whose nickname on the show was Coach, on Cheers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Chris, you got the three-pointer and the two-pointer. You've taken over the lead at five, but you still have to be punished.
Well, this is not the worst punishment music I've ever heard.
Oh, no, no.
Not saying it's good.
Let's spend the night together.
Oh, yeah.
Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night.
This is how I get the Latino vote. Okay, that's enough for now. Chris, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Before the show today, we had a meeting. You know, if this week's anything like last week, we're going to have to go out and get a whole new bunch of prizes to give away.
Yep.
I think we may be okay so far, Dan.
Yes, thank you.
Frank, you're our next contestant. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how many points do I get for listening to Charo three times?
Let me add them up here. Zero. What you really want to do is avoid a fourth time, Frank.
Okay.
Five-second cheap plug opportunity, you want to use that?
I may be selling at the Belleville Flea Market tomorrow, so everyone should go.
Okay. Categories left are cheating politicians or letters and abbreviations.
Letters and abbreviations.
60 seconds on the clock, Frank. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the two-letter abbreviation for pound?
LB.
Correct. What does the D in DSL stand for?
Dynamic.
Digital. Digital subscriber line. For 1 point each in a baseball box score, what do R, H, and E stand for?
Runs, hits, and errors.
Correct. On your radio, what does the M in AM stand for? Correct. What does the A in MBA stand for?
Administration.
Masters of Business Administration. Frank, that's 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Right. What the? What happened?
I didn't say we wouldn't have any winners today.
Oh.
Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Have yourself a great holiday and enjoy your prizes. Dan will tell you how you get those in just a moment. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Hey, I agree with Frank. You need to be on KGRF full-time.
Well, I am on Fridays full-time from 3 to 6. But no, I appreciate that very much, and let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Okay.
But I appreciate the support, Robert. The only category left on the board here is cheating politicians. This is male politicians who cheated on their wives and got caught. We have 60 seconds on the clock. The answer to none of these will be Petraeus.
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Which former senator and vice presidential candidate had an affair and a child with Riel Hunter?
Gary Hart.
No, that was John Edwards.
Oh.
Who waited until he was no longer governor of California to admit he'd fathered a child with the woman who cleaned his house?
Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Which TV host resigned as governor of New York after being caught paying for a prostitute named Ashley Dupree?
The guy always wears glasses. I can't think of it.
You can pass if you want. Okay. Which South Carolina governor had an affair with a woman from Argentina while his staff told everyone he was hiking the Appalachian Trail?
Edward or Nunn. I can't think of it.
It's Mark Sanford. And the five-pointer, which... The buzzer's sounding here. I'm actually going to extend your time here, and you'll see why in a second. Which 1984 presidential candidate dropped out of the primaries because of an alleged affair with Donna Rice? Hint...
That's the one I said first, Gary Hart.
There you go!
All right.
Yeah, I gave that to you because it only gives you 7 points and you don't win, so it didn't affect your final score here. Former governor of New York, who you referred to as the bald guy with glasses, was named Elliot Spitzer, who now has a TV show on a channel nobody watches called Current. Robert, as I said, you only got 7 points, so no prize for you, but our final moments with the lovely and talented Charo.
Let's spend the night.
The night.
Baby, I need you now.
Oh, background singing.
Let's spend the night.
All right. Robert?
Paul, you know what? Listen to that. I'm not listening, but I'm picturing Charo in her short dress. So
not a bad idea,
okay.
Robert. Not a bad idea. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's the Harris Challenge. It returns 2 weeks from today at 5:15 on our next edition of the Friday Paul Harris Show here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.